underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to do a cleansing prayer. I remember once I went to the hospital, and afterwards, Jesus Christ showed up. And he asked me, he said, "Did you clean up yourself?" And I was puzzled because clean up myself. And then he said, "Yeah, because you were at the hospital. You don't know whatever spirits or whatever you picked up from there. So it would be good to clean up yourself, don't you think?" So I said, "Well, how do you do it?" Well, he said, "It's simple. You just ask me to cleanse you." So I said, "Okay, so Jesus, I ask you, thank you for cleansing me." He said, "Yeah, there you go." Okay. So he got me writing a proper prayer for it. And that's the same prayer we're going to do today. And also along with the prayer, you're going to notice that it's going to mention something about temporal and spatial coverings. Because I had a family member who told me how intricate the enemy can attack you. Because sometimes you can go to someone to pray for you. And depending on the prayer and on the person who's praying for you, the person might not see that there is an attack in your life right now. Because the enemy can put a temporal attack on you. I remember that family member told me that he felt an attack coming by midnight. Not before midnight, but at midnight. Because that's a temporal attack. Once midnight hits, the attack begins. And if you go pray, you have somebody praying for you before that time, they're not going to see nothing. Because that attack, if it's dormant and just waiting for that time, the person will be praying in the present. And they will have no effect with the future attack. And if it's spatial, in a sense of space, the attack ain't going to go into effect until you go to a specific place. For example, somebody who grew up in Mexico and comes to America and finds himself in America not prospering. No matter how he does it, he's not prospering. But if he goes back to Mexico, he finds himself prospering. Most likely, the enemy has put a special attack on the person. From the moment you cross the border of Mexico to America, yeah, you're bound to fail. Those principalities comes against you. The enemy can be really intricate. So that prayer is meant to cover us in both spatial, temporal, corporal, and in other ways too. So we're going to do the same prayer that Jesus got me writing. And here we go. Mighty good God, merciful, sovereign King of kings, sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. Be magnified and be glorified. We praise you. We thank you. We adore you. And we implore you to forgive us, mere man, and to cleanse us from iniquity. We come before you today to thank you for the authority in your name, Jesus Christ, and to exercise that authority in destroying every and any attack of the enemy against us, whether temporal, spatial, financial, verbal, corporal, dormant, active, and inactive in any way possible. We destroy them all in your name, Jesus Christ, and we cover ourselves, our loved ones, our lives, our blessings, our places, our health, our finances and endeavors with your precious blood. We cover them all physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, past, present, future, and in any other way that you see fit, Lord. We thank you for cleansing, closing, and sealing every access, gates, portals, and openings to us in your name, Jesus Christ. Thank you for cleansing us all, body, soul, spirit, emotionally, mentally, and in any other way that you see fit. Lord, we thank you for your constant protection over us, and let your will be done in our lives from now on and forevermore. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. Blessed be your holy name. And we've prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Remember that the prayer is also available on our website, undergroundpreacher.com. So feel free to download it and pray over yourself. It is really efficient. After watching a movie, after listening to some music, it's good to cleanse yourself because we're still down here. We're still exposed to evil. The enemy is constantly coming against us. So it's good to do it at all time. You don't need an excuse or a reason. Just whenever you feel like it, you can do it. Amen?
Amen.
Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.